This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
8:05 at WCHL, 61 degrees in Chapel Hill, cloudy all day, cooler, high today only in the low 60s, and a 50% chance of rain developing tonight. Same goes for tomorrow and tomorrow night and even the following day. The Raleigh Police Department conducted undercover surveillance at meetings held by the North Carolina chapter of the NAACP to organize this year's mass protest at the Republican-led state legislature in Raleigh. Members of Raleigh City Council say they first learned of the police surveillance on Monday following inquiries by the Associated Press. State NAACP President William Barber says he's concerned Raleigh police chose to conduct surveillance at the planned meetings, which were typically held in the sanctuary of a nearby church. Barber says, however, his group had absolutely nothing to hide, and that the officers would have been welcomed had they worn uniforms or introduced themselves. Close to 1,000 people were arrested at the weekly Moral Monday rallies opposing GOP-backed policies. The protesters said damaged public education, voting rights, and working people. A lot of those people who were arrested live right here in Chapel Hill, Carborough, and Orange County. You might have spotted the scrambled letter signs scattered across Chapel Hill and Carborough, but what's the message behind these mysterious posters? Everybody's been talking about it. WCHL's Rachel Nash solves the mystery.
The signs read, YRNTSQZPAPXL! It sounds and looks like gibberish, but Mary Carey said that's the point.
It frustrated adults and kids who are used to being able to read every sign.
The organization Bootstraps PAC is behind the posters. Carey said that more than 100 have been placed along the busy intersections in Orange County alone. Bootstraps is a nonpartisan volunteer political action committee that seeks to shed light on the childhood illiteracy problem in the Triangle.
When there are huge populations not learning how to read, it doesn't just impact that child, it impacts the entire community. It hurts Chapel Hill and Carborough that nearly half of our economically disadvantaged kids failed their reading tests.
Carey said that the signs were purposely placed to coincide with election season. She says she wants school board candidates and incumbents to take notice.
They're representing all the kids who can't read any of the signs or their classroom materials. There's a greater understanding and appreciation for the frustration that these kids are feeling every day.
Carey explained that the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System is one of the top districts in North Carolina, but that a significant portion of students are still struggling. Bootstraps website reported that 51% of economically disadvantaged children in the school system failed the third grade reading test, according to information gathered from ncpublicschools.org. Carey said she hoped the sign campaign would boost activism in helping to solve childhood illiteracy in our area.
We want to connect them with organizations that are trying to help these kids and ask those individuals if they can give an hour a week and volunteer in a classroom or tutor with the Orange County Literacy Center or become a mentor.
For more information on area organizations to increase literacy, you can read this article on our website, chapelborough.com. Rachel Nash, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Tonight is likely the last time the Central West Steering Committee will meet before going before the Planning Board in Chapel Hill to present a completed set of recommendations. Last week, members of the Planning Board said they were pleased with the drafted plan, but asked committee co-chairs Amy Ryan and Michael Parker for more clarification on several issues. The recommendations included uses and heights for proposed mixed-use development in the area, which is near the intersection of Estes Drive and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. It also included suggestions for bicycle and pedestrian amenities. The work of the Central West Steering Committee has not been easy, that's putting it lightly, since it was undertaken in December of 2012. At times, the meetings have been contentious. Four members have formed their own unofficial subgroup and have said they cannot endorse the official plan. The group presented its revised map to the Planning Board last Tuesday during the public input session, which included what they called a more in-depth traffic analysis. They believed it better explained how the development could impact the neighborhood. The group also presented a report summarizing what they believed to be the shortcomings of the official plan. The committee will meet tonight at 6 o'clock in the town's transit building on Millhouse Road, just off Eubanks Road in Chapel Hill. A lot of these meetings like this could be held at Town Hall, but the first floor of Town Hall remains closed for renovations and repairs following the flooding just several weeks ago. Again, that meeting tonight, 6 o'clock in the town's transit building off Millhouse Road. Your new state representative will be selected on Thursday, October 24th, either on that date or before. The four-person committee that will nominate the new lawmaker met on Monday night. Five Orange County residents announced their intention to fill the North Carolina District 50 House of Representatives seat, formerly held by Valerie Pusci, who was appointed to fill Ellie Kinnear's vacant seat in the other district. You can find interviews with four of the five candidates for District 50 on our website, chapelbro.com. We spoke with Greg Meyer, Lauren Eastham, Drew Nelson, and Bernadette Pelissier. Tommy McNeil, the fifth candidate, never returned WCHL's calls. Well, the yard signs are out. The endorsements are coming in. Early voting just around the corner. Campaign season has arrived in Orange County. Between now and Election Day, WCHL plans to get you ready with four candidate forums for each of your top local races. It all begins next Monday, October 14th, 6 days away, just a few days before the beginning of early voting, as we host the four candidates for Chapel Hill Carborough City School Board from 3 until 4 in the afternoon, and the nine candidates for Chapel Hill Town Council from 7 until 9 p.m. We'll keep going the next Monday, October 21st, from 7 until 9 p.m., as we welcome the five candidates for Carborough Board of Aldermen. Finally, on Election Day Eve, Monday, November 4th, from 3 until 4 in the afternoon, we'll host Chapel Hill's Mark Kleinsmidt, Hillsborough's Tom Stevens, and Carborough's Lydia Lavelle, all running unopposed for mayor, for a special conversation about the future of the three towns in the next 2 years and beyond. All four forums will take place here at the WCHL studios in Chapel Hill, just off Weaver Dairy Road. We'll carry all the forums live on WCHL, 97.9 FM, WCHL, and 1360 AM, WCHL. And we'll stream it, as always, on our website, chapelbro.com, so you can listen from wherever you are. And stay tuned to WCHL throughout campaign season for our ongoing one-on-one interviews with the candidates, plus all the latest on the 2013 election. And one of those one-on-one interviews, Chapel Hill Town Council candidate Lauren Hintz says if he gets elected to the council, he wants to make the implementation of the Chapel Hill 2020 comprehensive plan a top priority. WCHL's Rand Northam sat down and spoke with Lauren Hintz about his seeking election to the council and how he believes he will best serve you.
Lauren, what do you believe is the number one issue in Chapel Hill that needs to be addressed?
I think the number one issue is implementation of the 2020 comprehensive plan and making sure that the citizens participate and we come up with good solutions to the problems which have been listed in that plan.
In a general sense, how do you intend to address that and other issues? I know you already essentially mentioned that a little bit.
I think one of the most important things for council to do is really carefully listen to the recommendations of the boards. Volunteers spend a lot of time giving ideas, and I think sometimes they're frustrated because they don't think council hears what they're saying. And so I really think that if council takes advantage of the hard work done by the citizens, it'll work out a lot better for everyone.
We're speaking with Chapel Hill Town Council candidate Lauren Hintz. How, as a member of the town council, are you going to make sure that all the voices of Chapel Hill are heard?
I think, as council member, I would have to regularly ask staff, you know, what has happened, what's the input. I would encourage members of the board to come talk to me if they think there has been problems, that there hasn't been the process they thought was best. And just being aware of what's happening in the community.
And what's the one thing that sets you apart from the other candidates?
Probably the fact that I was a teacher for so long in the school system gives me a good chance to know what's been going on here. And then also the fact that I was a Peace Corps volunteer, so it gives me a different perspective about the United States and the world.
Once again, that is Lauren Hintz, candidate for Chapel Hill Town Council, speaking with WCHL's Rand Northam. You can hear the full interview by viewing the story on our website at chapelbro.com. Between now and Election Day, we'll preview each of the candidates one-on-one. WCHL News Time, 8:15. Time now for traffic and weather together, and this traffic report is brought to you by Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, immersed in the East 54 community, where you can book your private dining party from 10 to 300 people in one of five different private dining rooms. Tobacco Road Sports Cafe at East 54. Big screen TVs all over the place. If you want to watch sports, Tobacco Road Sports Cafe is a great place to do it. Now, with your morning traffic, here is Rand Northam.
A few slowdowns to let you know about. Thank you, Ron. 15501 northbound, heavy between the South Columbia exit and Manning Drive, then continuing moderate delays. 15501 northbound from Manning Drive to NC 54. 15501 southbound between the Emphasis Church Road, East Franklin Split area to Estes Drive, seeing moderate delays. Also 15501 southbound between NC 54 and Manning Drive, seeing delays as well. NC 54 eastbound and westbound between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, seeing some delays right now. Estes Drive heading westbound between NC 86 or Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard and Franklin Street, also seeing some delays right now as well. Otherwise, things moving fairly smoothly out there. Those are just moderate delays. No accidents reported at this time. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
Nothing really out of the ordinary, nothing catastrophic, so I guess that's okay.
All sounds normal.
Mm-hmm. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough Weather, presented by Crown Honda of South Point, home of Dream Service, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 at the 751 exit. 61 degrees in Chapel Hill, 60 in Carborough, also 60 this morning in Hillsborough. Cloudy skies all day, cooler temperatures, highs only in the low 60s. So not much of a change all day long. Tonight, cloudy, 50-50 chance of rain, mainly after midnight. Overnight low around 55. Tomorrow, cloudy with a 50% chance of rain, with a high only in the middle 60s. Tomorrow night, rain likely, 60% chance. Overnight low in the low 50s. And then on Thursday, another day pretty much like the other day. Cloudy, rain likely, mainly early in the day, and the high in the middle 60s. So really cooler weather and lots of clouds. That will be the norm over the next several days.
Start your day with Ron Stutz and catch Ed Schultz from noon to 3 here on 97.9 FM WCHL.
8:17 at WCHL. Orange County commissioners will get together to discuss a possible $100 million package, a bond package, when the board meets tonight. County leaders are looking to build a new jail in Hillsborough and a new middle school for the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System. They're also having to consider how to address the need for renovations in some of our area's oldest schools. There's some really old schools in both the Chapel Hill Carborough District and the Orange County School District. To finance all these projects, commissioners are considering putting a bond package totaling $100 million up for a vote in November of next year. The board will also discuss a plan to create a solid waste tax service district that would include Hillsborough, Carborough, and maybe Chapel Hill. Money for the current countywide recycling pickup service runs out next year, as a recent state Supreme Court ruling found counties have no authority to levy the fees that funded the program in the first place. County officials are exploring the tax district concept as an alternative. The board meets tonight, 7 o'clock, at the Link Government Services Center in Hillsborough. The Board of Aldermen in Carborough will consider spending $40,000 to create a cultural arts and entertainment district in Carborough. The town is partnering with the Arts Center on this project, and the Stroud Roses Foundation has stepped forward to commit about $10,000 in funding. In addition, the Aldermen will meet with the Arts Center's Board of Directors to discuss plans for developing a new facility. Cameron's getting ready to move to Carborough, and they will open up this weekend. We'll have that coming up for you in just a few moments here on WCHL. But right now, Rand Northam tells me we have some problems with our morning traffic on WCHL. And Rand, what's happening out there?
There is an accident on 15501 southbound right at the I-40 area, right under the overpass of I-40. A long trailer looks to have hit an SUV. It's blocking the center two lanes right at the overpass. Again, this is on 15501 southbound at I-40. This is why we ask those WCHL Road Warriors to call in and let us know, so we appreciate that. Again, 15501 southbound at I-40, a trailer has hit an SUV and is blocking the center two lanes of that roadway. So you might want to avoid the area for right now and allow those crews to clean things up. And again, as you're driving by, don't stop and look. That just slows things down for everybody else.
Yeah.
Keep it moving, people.
That area is so congested already. I mean,
yes,
it's really going to be a mess out there for a while.
Very true. Right.
Hey, thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Hey, it is 8:20 at WCHL. Now back to the news for just a moment. After 32 years in University Mall, Cameron's Gift Shop in Chapel Hill will be the first business to move into the new 300 East Main Street development in Carrboro this weekend.
Really excited. You know, it's a hard decision about what to do, whether to stay at the mall or change locations. But then when we heard about 300 East Main, it just seemed like a really good fit for us and, you know, for attracting the type of customers we're looking to attract. And we really like the growth that we're seeing in Carrboro. So we're really excited about it.
That's Cameron's co-owner, Bridget Pemberton-Smith. She says she and the other owners think the new location will provide the store with some new clients while still being well-received by its regular customers.
Some of the clients will be different. I think being under a hotel, that's going to bring us a lot more tourist traffic, which we've always found that people who are visiting Chapel Hill really enjoy our store because it's sort of out of the ordinary and it's not something you're going to see in every town. But then we also found that a lot of our regular customers who are coming over to our current location are from Carrboro, so they're all really excited to have us move a little closer to them.
Now, it's the new Cameron store will be located on the ground floor of the building to host the Hampton Inn. The new store will only be one floor, unlike the two-story shop at University Mall. Pemberton Smith says the new location will also allow the addition of some new merchandise.
We're going to keep the inventory more or less the same, at least the same sort of genre, but we are bringing in some new lines that we're really excited about. The new jewelers, the new cards, just a little bit of new everything.
The store will reopen October 15th, but will have its official grand opening celebration on the 18th of November. Pemberton Smith says that Cameron's doesn't plan on moving to another location in the near future, and the store is encouraging everyone to see its new location next week. Again, they will open the doors this weekend. WCHL News Time is 8:22. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we'll tell you all about the Music Maker Relief Foundation, a great organization in Hillsboro, helping out some Southern blues musicians, trying to keep the blues and the musicians afloat. That's coming up at the bottom of the hour on WCHL. Time now for WCHL Championship Sports, brought to you by AT&T Wireless. I'm Ron Stutz. North Carolina football player Jack Tabb will be suspended for the first half of next week's game against number 13 Miami following his ejection in the weekend loss at Virginia Tech. Tabb is a tight end who started at linebacker against the Hokies and played both ways on Saturday, but he was ejected with about 4 minutes to go in the game for throwing a punch after a kickoff return. On Monday, team spokesman Kevin Best announced the suspension required by NCAA rules after the school had conferred with the Atlantic Coast Conference. Tabb had just come back from a two-game suspension for breaking unspecified team rules. Tar Heels are now 1-4 in the season, 0-2 in the ACC. They will host the Hurricanes of Miami in a Thursday night game, October 17th. The number 12 UNC men's soccer team is midway through its regular season schedule and sees a record unlike many that have come before. Tar Heels have tied three of their last four opponents, including the most recent 0-0 scoreless decision against Duke. The constant deadlocks, together with a 1-0 loss to a very good William & Mary team, dropped Carolina out of the top spot all the way down to number 12 in last week's poll. Clemson, Carolina's next opponent, saw some movement in the polls last week as well, but in the opposite direction. Tigers are right next to the Tar Heels at number 13 now, moving up three spots. Clemson's last three meetings resulted in a win, overtime loss to Notre Dame, and a tie. Tonight's meeting between Carolina and Clemson will kick off at 7 o'clock at Fetcher Field, UNC campus. You can catch all the action live on ESPN3. The UNC volleyball team is unbeaten through 15 matches, dropping only four sets all season, and has received its highest ranking in program history. The American Volleyball Coaches Association placed Carolina at number 10 in its most recent poll released yesterday. Tar Heels are the only undefeated team in the top 10, one of just three in the top 25. The 15-0, 4-0 start continues the best in UNC school history. Carolina is also riding a 29-game winning streak in Chapel Hill, dating all the way back to October of 2011. Carolina will host rival Duke Friday night at 7 and Wake Forest on Saturday at 5 in the afternoon. Friday's match is the annual Turn It Pink night as the team raises awareness and funds for breast cancer research. To see the poll and for more information on Turn It Pink, you can view this story on our website, chapelboro.com. That's a quick look at WCHL Championship Sports. I'm Ron Stutz.
Our Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
When does a coach begin looking ahead to the next season? This is Archansky with Tuesday Sports Notebook. Larry Fedora is in that unenviable position of balancing the rest of the current season with his plans for the future of UNC football. The Tar Heels are not going to defend their tie for first in the ACC Coastal Division, thanks to disappointing execution and discipline that have left them 1-4. The loss at Virginia Tech makes the decision even more perplexing for Fedora, who inherited a program already down on talent and with scholarship limitations that will last through next season. So what is a coach to do? Maybe Carolina can still scratch out 6 or 7 wins, pretty much a given before the season started, but preparing for the future seems as much of a priority now. The future looks bright when you consider how well untested sophomore Marquise Williams did at Blacksburg in place of injured senior starter Bryn Renner. Williams looked more like the dual threat quarterbacks Fedora has had at Southern Miss and while running offenses at other schools. Marquise took off on a draw play on the very first snap, and he went on to make some strong and accurate throws most of the sunny day, wishing only one he had back. But when he underthrew Jack Tabb on fourth down, he learned a lesson he can only learn by playing at game speed. 100 reps in practice aren't the same as real-time plays, and in order for Williams to start strong in 2014, he has to play more as this season winds down. That's why you will also see more freshmen T.J. Logan and Chris Francis, speedy running backs who can return the ground game threat lost when Gio Bernard went to the NFL. On defense, it's not as obvious. Vic Koning will keep grooming young guys to make the defense better for the rest of this fall with an eye toward building a more experienced, smarter unit in years to come. But does Fedora take series away from the record-setting Renner and a few other seniors he has on the roster for the sake of getting guys ready for next season? A lot of that will be answered against Miami on Zero Dark Thursday, October 17th. If the Heels can spring an upset, the season and chance for a good bowl bid are still alive. But if they fall to 1-5, you'll probably begin to see some names and numbers out there that you haven't seen as much so far. This is Archansky. See you.
Hi, this is Susie Wicks, the head nurse at Carborough Family Medicine, where we provide outstanding medical care from newborns to geriatrics. If you're looking for a family doctor, I hope you'll consider Carborough Family Medicine. Our mission is to provide excellent health care and promote lifelong wellness for your entire family. I am proud that our staff is second to none in providing a friendly, caring, hometown welcome to all of our patients. I invite you to find out why we put the emphasis on family in family medicine. Find out more at CarboroughFamilyMedicine.net.
I'm Molly, and I'm sentimental. When my mom told me we were moving, but my old bedroom furniture wasn't, I had to have it. So how am I going to have it packed and shipped? Logistics.
Sentimental people love logistics because of freight services at the UPS store. We're certified packing experts, so we can pack any item, no matter how big, bulky, awkward, or fragile. And you'll always know where it is with UPS tracking. And now through October 12th, get 25% off freight packing at the UPS stores at Meadowmont, Chapel Hill North, and Fordham Boulevard. Big or small, we ship it all.
Fall is here, and your local Great Outdoor Provision Company wants to help you enjoy the season with new footwear from Patagonia. Now you can enjoy a recycle-friendly shoe designed with the planet in mind and help young people in Orange County get outdoors. We are celebrating Take a Child Outside this month to inspire a new generation of young environmentalists. During this event, Patagonia will be donating $10 to the Junior Ranger program for every pair of footwear sold. Find out more about great gear and activities near you at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Your friends at Glass Half Full invite you to come enjoy the bountiful harvest of fall at our restaurant, wine bar, and wine shop in downtown Carborough. Can we tempt you with an earthy beet salad, our trio of mini burgers or lobster rolls? All accompanied, of course, with just the right cool white or savory red wine. We'll welcome you for lunch Monday through Friday and for dinner Monday through Saturday. Glass Half Full, the optimistic neighborhood restaurant and bar. Online at glasshalffullcarborough.com.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Maximum Test Prep. It's half off. SAT test preparation services available now. Do you have a child taking the SAT test this November or December? Maximum Test Prep offers SAT, PSAT, and ACT test prep classes. With today's deal, you can choose from two options, either a 12-hour SAT test prep course or a 3-hour cram jam test prep session. It's half off from Maximum Test Prep. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather brought to you this morning by Dickie's Barbecue Pit. Listen, if you're wondering what to have for dinner tonight, why not try this? Call ahead and then go by and tell them a Dickie's family pack. You can select from 8 juicy smoked meats and fresh sides, all good. Dickie's Barbecue Pit between Chapel Hill and Durham, off Mount Moriah Road. Well, it is 61 degrees in Chapel Hill right now, 60 in Carrboro, cloudy skies all day, cooler temperatures. Temperatures going to stay right there in the low 60s all day long. Kind of unusual weather forecast. Tonight, cloudy, 50% chance of rain, mainly after midnight, overnight low around 55. Then tomorrow, that's going to make for a really cloudy day, 50-50 chance of rain all day. High tomorrow in the middle 60s. Tomorrow night, rain likely, low in the low 50s, chance of rain 60%. Then on Thursday, it's going to be a really cloudy day as well with the 60% chance of rain, probably early in the day, and the high on Thursday in the middle 60s. So definitely a cooler forecast.
97.9 FM, WCHL, is Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. And streaming live 24/7 at chapelboro.com. There's an app for that.
CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
Well, we're now in the second week of a government shutdown that nobody claims to want.
That's Kentucky's Mitch McConnell. Senate Democrats may try to pass a measure that allows the government to raise its borrowing power. In the House, no vote on a continuing resolution to fund the government. President Obama.
The reason that Speaker Boehner hasn't called a vote on it is because he doesn't apparently want to see the government shutdown end at the moment.
Capitol Hill correspondent Nancy Cordes.
All 200 Democrats have now said that they would vote to fund the government, no strings attached. And we've confirmed so far 15 Republicans who said they would do the same. So right there, you're very close to the 217 votes needed to pass this bill.
Tough time for Sharon Srock, who was furloughed for 4 days. She's normally a supply clerk at Tinker Air Force Base in Oklahoma.
My idea of a vacation is going and doing something fun. Sitting at home worried about how the car payment's going to be made or the house payment next month, that's not a vacation.
Now she's back at work. CBS News Update, I'm Dave Barrett.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech, offering affordable and accessible quality education throughout Orange and Durham counties. Visit durhamtech.edu and click on Continuing Education.
WCHL News, talk, and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
60 degrees in Chapel Hill, 59 in Carrboro, 832 WCHL. I'm Ron Stutz. Tonight is likely the last time the Central West Steering Committee will meet before going before the Chapel Hill Planning Board to present its completed set of recommendations. Last week, members of the Planning Board said they were pleased with the drafted plan, but asked committee co-chairs Amy Ryan and Michael Parker for more clarification on several issues. The recommendations included uses and heights for proposed mixed-use development in the area, which is near the intersection of Estes Drive and Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. It also included suggestions for bicycle and pedestrian amenities. The work of the Central West Steering Committee has not been easy, to say the least, since it was undertaken in December of 2012. There has been lots of controversy. At times, those meetings have been quite contentious. Four members have formed their own unofficial subgroup, and they have said they can't endorse the official plan. The group presented its revised map to the Planning Board last Tuesday during the public input session, which included what they called a more in-depth traffic analysis. They believed it better explained how the development could impact the neighborhood. The group also presented a report summarizing what they believed to be the shortcomings of the official plan. Well, the committee will meet again tonight, 6 o'clock, in the town's transit building on Millhouse Road, just off Eubanks Road in Chapel Hill. Again, this is the last scheduled meeting before recommendations go to the Chapel Hill Planning Board. Chapel Hill Town Council candidate Lauren Hintz says if he's elected to the council, he wants to make the implementation of the Chapel Hill 2020 comprehensive plan a top priority.
I think one of the most important things for council to do is really carefully listen to the recommendations of the boards. Volunteers spend a lot of time giving ideas, and I think sometimes they're frustrated because they don't think council hears what they're saying.
Nine candidates are contending for 4 seats on the Chapel Hill Town Council. Hintz recently retired. He was a science teacher at Chapel Hill High School. He says his multifaceted career prepares him well for a council position.
Probably the fact that I was a teacher for so long in the school system gives me a good chance to know what's been going on here. And then also the fact that I was a Peace Corps volunteer, so it gives me a different perspective about the United States and the world.
WCHL's Rand Northam spoke with Lauren Hintz about his seeking election to the town council and how he believes he will best serve you. You can hear that whole interview by going to our website at chapelboro.com. And between now and Election Day, WCHL will continue to preview each of the candidates one-on-one, as we've been doing every day. The Board of Aldermen will consider spending $40,000 to create a cultural arts and entertainment district in Carrboro. The town is partnering with the Arts Center on the project, and the Stroud Roses Foundation has also said it will commit about $10,000 in funding. In addition, the Alderman will meet with the Arts Center's board of directors to discuss plans for developing a new facility. The board will meet tonight, 7:30, at Carborough Town Hall. And the Orange County Commissioners will get together tonight to discuss a possible $100 million bond package. County leaders are looking to build a new jail and a new middle school for the Chapel Hill Carborough City School System. They're also considering how to address the need for renovations in the area's oldest schools. We have some really ancient schools in both the city school system and the county school system. To finance all these projects, Orange County Commissioners are considering putting a bond package totaling $100 million up for a vote in November of 2014. The board will also discuss a plan to create a solid waste tax service district, including Hillsborough, Carborough, and possibly Chapel Hill. Money for the current countywide recycling pickup service will run out next year, as a recent state Supreme Court ruling found counties have no authority to levy the fees that funded the program in the first place. Orange County officials are exploring the tax district concept as an alternative. The board will meet tonight at 7 o'clock at the Link Government Services Center in Hillsborough. And your new state representative will be selected on Thursday, October 24th. The four-person committee that will nominate the new lawmaker met last night. Five Orange County residents have announced their intention to fill the North Carolina District 50 House of Representatives seat, formerly held by Valerie Fushi. You can find interviews with four of the five candidates on WCHL's website, chapelborough.com. We spoke with Greg Meyer, Lauren Eastham, Drew Nelson, and Bernadette Pelissier. Tommy McNeil never returned WCHL's calls. Some southern blues musicians who spent much of their lives singing about hard times now are facing hard times themselves. A Hillsborough organization, Music Maker Relief Foundation, is doing everything it can to keep both the blues and the musicians afloat. Charlie Shelton has more from Carolina Connection.
Ever since he was a kid in South Carolina, Samuel Moore, better known as Ironing Board Sam, has been playing the blues. Now 75 years old, Sam's health and voice may not be all they once were, but he remains a vibrant representation of a rich southern musical tradition.
Every culture has that type of music, and they all should be reserved.
Whether he's banging out the blues or rocking on his piano bench to Boogie Woogie, Sam is a reminder that the roots of America's music are not dead, but are alive and bumping with every beat.
Only a few of us, the ones who sing blues a lot, are gone. Back then, I think I'm about the only one left.
Musicians like Sam have been able to sustain the South's musical roots because of a small nonprofit in Hillsborough. Music Maker Relief Foundation aims to preserve the musical traditions of the South by helping older musicians who've fallen into poverty. Folklorist Tim Duffy helped create the organization in 1994 after he realized his good friend Guitar Gabriel, a one-time roots music revivalist, could no longer play the blues.
When to pick up him or his friends, and they had a headache because of no medication for blood pressure. It was just an immediate reaction to help these guys.
UNC junior Hillary Stroud was a part of Music Maker's Next Generation program, an effort to pass down the tradition of roots music to a younger group. She recalls the effect Music Maker had on harmonica player George Higgs.
He was, at the end of his life, having real trouble breathing and was carting around an oxygen tank, but I think was skimping on oxygen because the tanks are expensive. And so Music Maker was able to get that information out to a donor base to help cover the cost of George Higgs' oxygen. And I don't know that the Higgs family would have been able to do without the help of Music Maker.
Music Maker raises its money through donations and album sales while paying the musicians for their performances.
When we first meet a person, they don't ask for a handout. They say, where can I get a gig?
That's just what happened with Ironing Board Sam. Duffy pulled him out of retirement, gave him new teeth, a new ride, and started scheduling shows. However, Sam originally introduced his talents way back in the 1960s on the first TV show to showcase African-American musicians.
All aboard! The night train now boarding, and you have the best seat in the house, so let's get rolling to great entertainment.
People talking, trying to break us up, but don't they let us be?
During his 2 years on Night Train, Sam experienced a meteoric rise in recognition and had the opportunity to play with musicians who would later become icons. One of those musicians was a young Jimi Hendrix.
The other musicians would come and say, what they playing? You know, because we didn't sound like them. We didn't sound like nobody, but just Jimi Hendrix and I was there. And they just go, oh, they just playing the modern rock and roll.
Ironing Board Sam may not look as young as he did on Night Train, yet he still has the same flair from his youth. But Sam acknowledges he would have never been back on the stage entertaining with his golden glitter jumpsuits and pink pinstripe blazers if it weren't for the dedication and generosity of Music Maker.
They got me out back doing what I love to do best, and what I love to do best is, you know, make people happy.
The pulse of the American South is beating in legends like Ironing Board Sam, and while he may long for a place somewhere over the rainbow, he can find comfort knowing Music Maker is preserving his legacy for now. In Hillsboro, I'm Charlie Shelton.
Oh, why?
Carolina Connection is a radio news magazine of the UNC School of Journalism and Mass Communication. The show airs every Saturday morning at 8:30 during the academic year, right here on 97.9 FM WCHL. Good morning. It is 8:41. I'm Ron Stutz. Time now for Adopt a Pet on WCHL. Welcome to the show, Sarah Fallon, Orange County Animal Services.
Good morning, Ron.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm getting energized just watching this little pup, the little dog, run around the studio.
Tell us about this energetic little ball of activity.
It is. This is Callie, and she is a rat terrier mix. Mm-hmm. She's 4 years old. She's already been spayed, and that dispels the old myth that when you get spayed, you get fat and lazy. Because this one is not.
I don't recall seeing a dog with so much energy. She's all over the place.
She is everywhere. And you'll probably hear her because she's barking up my leg, so I'll pick her up.
She's quite lively.
Very, very energetic. She was owner surrendered. The owner said they were moving and they could not afford her anymore either. But she is leash trained and she is okay with being picked up and she's affectionate. She is very energetic.
Yeah,
and
that's for
sure. She's really good with children. She's good with other dogs. She's good with strangers. She stayed indoors, is what they said. They couldn't quite housebreak her, so she's not house trained, as you can attest from the office floor. they said that she was a wonderful friend, and she's 4 years old. She's black and white, and she's just everywhere. But she likes you to pick her up and hold her.
You weigh like 5 or 6 pounds?
Probably maybe 8.
Yeah,
because she has been spayed, but she. And she's a good rider. I mean, she'll jump in your car. You just need to seatbelt her in, or she'll be in your lap trying to stick her head up the window.
Wow.
I know.
She really is a bundle of energy. And, you know, we do this, Adopt a Pet, with a variety of local animal organizations. Orange County Animal Services, just one. If you'd like to adopt Callie. If you'd like to adopt her or any of the other animals, the dogs and cats, puppies and kittens, at Orange County Animal Services, how do you go about doing that?
Well, we'd like for you to come by and see us at 1601 Eubanks Road in Chapel Hill. All of our dogs are on special. This is National Adopted Shelter Dog Month, and so they're all around half price, which makes all the dogs on the adoption floor, puppies included, $60. And so you can drop by and see us. And she's in RL, which stands for Real Life, Room 05. So you can come by and see us. You can check out our website at www.orangecountync.gov/animalservices and then go to our adoption page and see all of our animals that's in there. Or they can check out her picture on your Chapelboro website and follow the link to us.
We'll also put it on our Facebook page today. And, you know, it's just one of the many animals. There's so many wonderful pets just waiting for a permanent home. And some have really sad situations where their owners gave them up because of a medical reason or whatever the case may be. They were moving out of town or for some reason they couldn't keep them. And, you know, they just need permanent homes. So, Sarah, thanks for coming in as always.
Thank you. And you know what? Callie doesn't have a tail, and we don't know if it got chopped off or she was born without one. Mm-hmm. But usually rat terriers have some sort of tail, but she doesn't have one.
Wow. Well, that's
maybe
cool.
She wagged it off. I don't know.
She has probably lots of tales to tell.
She probably does.
A different kind of tale. Hey, listen, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having us. And, you know, the dog we bought 3 weeks ago got adopted.
They always do.
Home, I know. And so I'm hoping that Callie will have good luck like all the other pets and get adopted, if not today, this week.
Very soon. Yeah. Thanks very much.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Adopt a pet on WCHL. We always love doing it because we always find them homes. 845 at WCHL.
Exactly 5 years ago, Diamonds Direct came to Raleigh on a mission to revolutionize the way people here buy diamonds and bridal jewelry. Our concept was new to the Triangle then, but as second-generation diamond cutters, we were confident in our product. And after 15 years of selling to the public in Charlotte, we felt the Triangle was perfect for our unique concept. Diamond prices here were way too high, and selection was too limited. We came to give you a clear choice and a better alternative to old-style jewelry retailing. When we opened, word spread quickly. And today, Diamonds Direct Crabtree is one of the fastest-growing stores in America, with tens of thousands of satisfied customers and a solid reputation for quality, value, and service.
Hello, this is Barack Hennes, Vice President of Diamonds Direct Crabtree. I want to thank you for making us the leader in diamond and bridal jewelry. We love the Triangle and are thrilled to serve you, now and for years to come.
Diamonds Direct Crabtree, North Carolina's only direct diamond importer and the official jeweler of the Carolina Hurricanes. On Glenwood, outside Crabtree Valley Mall, across from Fleming's.
Here's Ted Seagroves of the Seagroves Nationwide Insurance Agency telling you why Nationwide
is the largest company in North Carolina, provides more insurance here than any other company. Great service, great support systems. We'll advise you. We'll talk with you when you have questions about it. We'll explain the policies to you. They sound like really basic statements, but not everybody does that.
The Seagroves Nationwide Insurance Agency. Let them take care of you. Contact Ted, Amy, or Pete today for great nationwide service for your family.
Weaver Street Realty is thrilled to welcome Crystal Fisher to the family. An award-winning agent at Community Home Trust for the last 10 years, Crystal is a certified housing counselor ready to help first-time homebuyers. She currently serves on the board of directors for the PTA Thrift Shop and the Greater Chapel Hill Association of Realtors. Crystal Fisher joins Gary Phillips, Louise Barnum, Jay Parker, Don Basnight, Clayton Nell, Bill Mullen, and Terry Turner at Weaver Street Realty. Stop by 116 East Main Street in downtown Carrboro or go to weaverstreetrealty.com to learn
discover
more.
How art can influence social change at the Ackland Art Museum in downtown Chapel Hill. The Ackland's new exhibition, The Samat Collective, Art and Activism in India Since 1989, on view through January 5th, features work by artists addressing justice and equality in the world's largest democracy, India. After experiencing contemporary Indian art in the galleries, stop by the Ackland Museum Store's India Bazaar to purchase goods to take home. Admission is free. For more information, visit ackland.org.
Orange County Solid Waste Management presents two free shred-a-thons for Orange County residents and businesses. The first one is this Thursday at University Mall across from Dillard's from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. But if you can't make it then, catch second shred-a-thon on Saturday, October 12th behind Home Depot in Hillsboro. Bring up to five Banker Box-sized boxes or large bags of paper to be shredded. One visit per person per shred. Be sure to remove any plastics first. Shred-a-thon number one this Thursday from 10 to 2 at University Mall.
This is Carrboro Mayor Mark Chilton. There's only one thing cooler than Carrboro, and it's got to be Ron Stutz.
Well, thank you, Mayor. It is 8:48 at WCHL, and time to hear from Professor Lou Margolis.
And now, WCHL presents the Commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. Due to massive marketing, the term student-athlete conjures images of heroic young men and women conquering ideas in the classroom and opponents on the playing fields. And indeed, most students who play Division I intercollegiate sports succeed in both domains, as do, by the way, student poets, student dramatists, student physicists, and others. Why, then, are we deluged by this term, student-athlete? Devised by the NCAA over 50 years ago, there are two reasons, both of which offend basic views of fairness in the relationship between employers and workers. First, because athletes are students, not technically workers, universities are not required to pay football and basketball players, the revenue or profit athletes, competitive wages. Everybody else in the system is generously compensated, coaches, athletics directors, and even all of the scholarship athletes in the other sports, but not those who actually generate the revenue. Second, because athletes are students, universities are not required to participate in workers' compensation systems, insurance programs that protect injured workers from severe economic loss. For example, how much responsibility should universities have for the economic and health consequences of the brain damage that is inherent in the game of football? In Lewis Carroll's classic Through the Looking Glass, Humpty Dumpty scornfully says, "When I use a word, it means just what I choose it to mean, neither more nor less." Alice replies, "The question is whether you can make words mean so many different things. The question is," said Humpty Dumpty, "which is to be master, that's all." Let's master the term student-athlete by discarding it. Let's stop using it because it is not truthful. It does not enlighten. It is meant to disguise the unfair way that students who play Division I football and basketball are treated. Universities should be the champions of honest language, not the perpetrators of misleading terms that end up harming the students for which we are responsible in every other domain of higher education. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
This is Jackie Halvey. I love Carrboro. It's so edgy and trendsetting that it's practically French. In fact, our high concentration of art galleries and related facilities and services has earned us the nickname the Paris of the Piedmont. No easy task. But Carrboro does it brilliantly. In fact, Carrboro does it with an edge. Think about it.
Explore, taste, tune in. Experience the edge of the triangle here in your own backyard.
Orange County Housing and Human Rights is hosting a three-part series entitled Race, the Power of an Illusion. The public is invited to join the open dialogue about race relations led by expert facilitators. The series will take place on Saturday, October 12th from 2 o'clock p.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Saturday, October 19th from 2 o'clock p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at the Orange County Main Library in downtown Hillsboro.
Mama Div's Kitchen, a Chapel Hill tradition since 1976, is a one-of-a-kind family restaurant serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Mama Div's Southern-style menu features your choice of 18 fresh vegetables, homemade breads and desserts, and entrees to die for, including Mama Div's famous fried chicken, voted best in America by Food & Wine Online. And this fall, you can order picnic baskets for tailgating. For yours, call Mama Div's at 942-5837 or go to MamaDivs.com.
Let's take one last look at traffic this morning on WCHL, brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 34 degrees over great chewy ice, guaranteed to taste great, and only 79 cents. Cruisers, good to go. We've had a fairly trouble-free morning. We've had an accident on 15501 South, which has caused some real delays out there, onlooker delays and all that sort of thing, a couple of lanes block for a while, but basically it's been a pretty good morning as far as traffic is concerned. If you spot anything anytime during the day, you can call us in the newsroom and let us know, 919-967-8363, or you can tweet us at WCHL. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carrboro weather brought to you by the Carolina Inns, Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of just three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in all of North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. It is 61 degrees in Chapel Hill. Cloudy, cooler, high today in the low 60s. That's about it. Temperature's going to stay right where they are. Tonight, cloudy, 50-50 chance of rain after midnight, probably. Overnight, low in the middle 50s. And then tomorrow, cloudy with a 50-50 chance of rain and the high in the middle 60s. Clouds are going to be with us for a while. It is week three of the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway presented by Seagroves Insurance. We are sending two lucky Carolina fans to New York City and the Mohegan Sun Casino in Connecticut to watch the Tar Heels play in the Hall of Fame tip-off Classic. Remember, we have more location sponsors than ever before this year, with 38 great locations where you can enter all over town. And remember, if you want to increase your odds of being a finalist, enter at every location once a week for the next 4 weeks now at locations including Mama Dips, Tobacco Road Sports Cafe, Terra Nova Global Properties, 10,000 Villages, Southern Rail, Lloyd Tire and Alignment, Atlantic Tire, Cary, Durham, and Raleigh, Seagroves Nationwide Insurance, Best Tile in Durham, Cameron's, and Carolina 1663. Those are just a few of the 38 sponsor locations. And don't forget to enter at our website, chapelbrew.com, and on Chapel Brew's Facebook page. We're drawing finalists each week from each of those methods. And, of course, our on-air call-in finalists each weekday with me during the WCHL Morning News and with Aaron during the afternoon and evening news. So if you want to be a finalist for the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway presented by Seagroves Insurance, be caller number 7 right now, 919-929-WCHL. Caller number 7. 919-929-WCHL. Call right now.
This is Gerald Ramoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Susan Brown is the new Executive Director of the Chapel Hill Public Library, and she's today's WCHL Hometown Hero. And what does Susan think about the newly expanded and renovated library facility?
It's beautiful, which was my reaction when I first saw it. I actually, on the first tour I took of it, I said it's like a library in a treehouse. So it's a beautiful building. In my career, I've worked at 3 or 4 different libraries that have all done building projects. So it's really nice to come in when everything's done. But the other message, which is tied into this sort of looking at staffing and hours and services, is that the building is in some ways the least important piece of it. It's more about who's using us and what we're doing and the impact that we're making. So as I've told folks, the idea, some folks think, well, the building's built, so everything's done. We can stop talking about the library. And I say, no. It's the beginning of a different conversation.
Susan Brown has been on the job for a while now, just a few months, but she says it will always be a work in progress.
I think we're still in that sort of figuring it all out and tweaking some workflows and procedures. And it's interesting because a lot of people, when they say, you know, the new director has this vision and you keep hearing about this vision I've got and I need to start telling people what that vision is. But part of it is going beyond, as I say, putting people at desks and moving books in and out the door. We do that pretty well right now. We've always done that. But the idea that modern public libraries are about a lot more. There's some really interesting, exciting things going on at public libraries everywhere. What I want to figure out is what Chapel Hill needs in that realm. So we'll always be the book spot. We'll always do, you know, the information services. But what else does Chapel Hill need us to be doing?
Susan Brown does have some excellent ideas about community input. She was walking the streets at Festival this past weekend, talking to people about what they want in their Chapel Hill Public Library.
What we want to do more is outreach. So the idea that library programs and services don't have to live within the four walls of our beautiful building, that they can be out in the community or through our website, through digital services. So that's one thing that we're building in the next year or two, is a lot more outward presence.
They had an amazing digital bookmobile on Sunday. It's just a reflection of the changing times.
For years, it was, you know, librarians in their cardigans with their glasses down their nose, and they didn't want to change. And really, if you look at the field now, it's totally different. So there are some of the really edgy digital projects going on that are happening in public libraries. So the idea is that everything is changing, but the world's always been changing. So it's really not any different. Maybe it's just changing faster now, but it's just kind of becoming part of the profession that we are, just as much as we are book experts, we are tech experts too.
Susan Brown, the new executive director of the Chapel Hill Public Library, today's WCHL Hometown Hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
Congratulations to Kathy Coulter of Chapel Hill called in. She is our latest qualifier on WCHL for the Continental Tire Basketball and Big Apple giveaway presented by Seagrove's Insurance. Thanks for all the phone calls. Sorry I couldn't answer them all. You'll have another opportunity to call in and get qualified this afternoon with Aaron Keck on WCHL. Go to our website, chapelbro.com, and get all the details.
Fall is here, and your local Great Outdoor Provision Company wants to help you enjoy the season with new footwear from Patagonia. Now you can enjoy a recycle-friendly shoe designed with the planet in mind and help young people in Orange County get outdoors. We are celebrating Take a Child Outside this month to inspire a new generation of young environmentalists. During this event, Patagonia will be donating $10 to the Junior Ranger program for every pair of footwear sold. Find out more about great gear and activities near you at greatoutdoorprovision.com.
Orthopedic injuries can make even the smallest movements difficult. That's why UNC Orthopedics has made it even easier to get the care you need. Many of our services are located in a convenient facility on Highway 54 in Chapel Hill. The same exceptional care is available in sports medicine, total joints, bone health, orthopedic prompt care, and our fragility fracture program. For information, visit uncortho.org.
Today's offer at OurLocalDeal.com is from Maximum Test Prep. It's half off. SAT test preparation services available now. Do you have a child taking the SAT test this November or December? Maximum Test Prep offers SAT, PSAT, and ACT test prep classes. With today's deal, you can choose from two options, either a 12-hour SAT test prep course or a 3-hour cram jam test prep session. It's half off from Maximum Test Prep. It's available for a limited time, so buy it now at OurLocalDeal.com.
This hour of the morning news is presented by Durham Tech Community College. Want a head start on college or career skills? A great opportunity awaits you at Durham Tech. Online at durhamtech.edu.
61 degrees right now. Temperature's going to stay in the low 60s all day.
You're listening to 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL. Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
9 o'clock.
Add it up for yourself. Commerce plus social equity plus environmental stewardship equals our community.